I was talking before 2,000 or 3,000 people, it felt like, but it was a huge audience.
She looked out in the audience and there were very few women and probably no people of color.
There were scientists there, there were NASA officials there, and the call went out.
I challenged everyone to answer the question, space, what's in it for me? And I was not talking about becoming an astronaut. I was talking about, if those guys are doing it, then we're supposed to be there. Then where are we?
And she's saying, where are my people?
Where are my people?
There is Nichelle Nichols, Women in Motion, Woman in Motion, Star Trek and the Remaking of NASA. Here to talk about this documentary is its director, Todd Thompson. Todd, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great. When did you first become aware of this story that sort of took place a little bit under the radar over these years?
It was November of 2014, believe it or not, that long ago. I had no idea. I grew up a Star Wars and Star Trek fan, but and had no idea about this story whatsoever.
And growing up in Northeast Ohio, graduate of Valley Forge, I understand, from Parma.
That's right. Go Patriots.
Yay. Let's talk a little bit about sort of your wanting to tell this story and, I guess, the process of actually finding some of these people to talk about it.
Well, I mean, I'm a sucker for a great story. So when my producing partners called me that November and you know, pitched me the idea, I was just immediately hooked and knew, you know, this is something we had to do. It was such an important story, and you know, to your point, a story I don't think really very many people know about. And, you know, this story even predates the movie Hidden Figures coming out, so it's just that feeling, you know, of discovery when you find out, you know, everything she was able to accomplish after her Star Trek career.
It's amazing you mentioned Hidden Figures. There's sometimes a sense, or I don't know, what is that, in the air, or zeitgeist or something, where things of different people producing similar ideas or stories from a certain period that somehow have a connection.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, well, you know, the reality is Hidden Figures took place probably about a decade or two before Nichelle's story took place. You know, Star Trek was on in the 60s when they were doing the Apollo program, and it wasn't until that program wrapped and NASA was getting ready, you know, for the space shuttle program that they realized they needed an entirely different class of astronauts, you know, not just pilots, but researchers, biologists, physicians, people that could go up in space and do experiments and whatnot. So that's when they realized, you know, we've got a problem because, number one, we don't have enough candidates. And that's when Nichelle, you know, brought to their attention, you know, not only do you not have enough candidates, but you don't have enough diversity. You have no diversity whatsoever on the astronaut side. So that's what really, you know, sparked her desire to make that change.
Talk about the people that you interviewed for this and getting a hold of them and kind of their perspective of this story.
Well, it was a long process. The film took about four and a half years to actually film, and you know, 5 years total to complete. But it was a really exciting journey for us. I mean, I was extremely humbled all the time. I mean, I was in the presence of greatness, if you will, you know, every step of the way. People like, you know, Martin Luther King III and Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, all the astronauts we interviewed, musicians like Pharrell, who's a huge, you know, NASA and Star Trek fan, if you will. And, you know, and he was actually one of the producers on Hidden Figures, too, ironically enough. So, you know, people like that, it was just an amazing journey. And every step of the way, we were talking to people and learning new things and just discovering things that we had no idea about, which made it all the more worthwhile.
How gracious was Nichelle in doing all of this?
She was obviously the first one on board. I mean, she's amazing. You know, from a celebrity standpoint, she's absolutely Hollywood royalty. She's extremely hospitable, extremely gracious, extremely humble. You know, we spent a great deal of time in her home, you know, doing the initial round of interviews for sure. And, you know, then over the years, of course, in making the film, she was just always very actively involved. And we just had a really great time working with her and just learning from her. And she's just a whole lot of fun to be around. She's like your fun aunt, you know. You love to go visit your fun aunt. She's the best.
Todd, once you have everything filmed and shot, how long is the process after that to get it to where you want it to be?
That's a great question. You know, it takes a while. I mean, every filmmaker's on their own schedule, of course. I mean, we were certainly trying to get it done as quickly as we can. Our original plan for the film was to get it done in time for the Star Trek 50th, but for a number of reasons that didn't happen. And in retrospect, I'm really glad it did not happen because, you know, for as much of it is about Star Trek and influenced by Star Trek, it really has nothing to do with Star Trek. It's more about, you know, the power and the foresight that Gene Roddenberry had to inevitably create this diverse universe that we used to see on TV. Now we have it up in space and in our space program. But it's a long process because, you know, we interviewed probably about 60 people plus for the film. Only about, you know, 30-some made it into the final cut. But it's a grueling process of just going through hours and hours and hours of footage and, you know, following your story outline, if you will, but also being open to new discoveries and new story directions your content can take you. And so it takes a while. You know, it's different from, you know, making a documentary is much different from making a scripted feature film. You have a little bit more of a blueprint there. With a documentary, you know, you have your guidelines, but you have to be extremely open-minded to just letting the content take you where it will.
Because a documentary really is real life, when it takes a process of how many years, the people in the film sort of age. In other words, you have to sometimes go back and talk to them, or maybe things develop and you think, you know, we got a good answer from them. I wonder what somebody else we talked to might say about that. Did you have, because a script has a sort of a beginning, middle, and end. This, you sometimes maybe have sort of different lines you might not need to chase through the film at sometimes?
Well, yes and no. I mean, we interviewed Nichelle a few times throughout the process, but for the most part, you know, everyone we interviewed, it was, you know, a one-time meeting, sitting down for a few hours or however much time you have with each individual and, you know, just really asking them everything you feel you're going to need to ask them. But, you know, again, going back to the sheer number of interviews we did, you always, you know, have holes to fill in the story. So that's why you continually add additional content, additional interviews, just to continue to help the story grow and fill in blanks. And, you know, another benefit to it taking so long was some of the folks that we interviewed, we didn't really have contact with, or we didn't know how to reach them until, you know, year four or year five. So, and they were hugely important to the story. One gentleman in particular, Dr. Kerry Joles, he was the only person we were able to locate that is still alive that actually worked with Nichelle during that time she was on the campaign for NASA, the campaign trail. So, you know, had we finished the film early, we would have locked the picture and never had a chance to talk to him. So, you know, it's really kind of a blessing that it takes as long as it takes.
You just be able to be open to different parts of being things to put things into the film. How about sort of setting this as opposed to talking heads? How do you bring a lot of anybody who loves space always likes to, you know, follow that with the astronauts or space? What was it like to maybe do some of the other types of additions to the film other than just the people talking?
Well, we obviously we did a great number of interviews, but the other side of it was, you know, we got to travel and shoot a lot of footage at NASA, up in New York. We pretty much visited every single space shuttle that's still existing on the planet, you know, which is all the different museums around the country, New York, California, Washington, D.C. We got, you know, pretty much unprecedented access to NASA, all their archival content. So it was pretty enlightening and pretty exciting.
Let's talk a little bit just briefly about some of the people who were impacted. You sort of talk about maybe some of the scientists or that, and about what about those who actually ended up getting careers or jobs because of this movement?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, when you watch the film, there's astronauts like Fred Gregory, for example, and he was a lieutenant in the Air Force, and Guy Buford, who actually lives in Ohio there. We interviewed him in Cleveland at the Great Lakes Science Center during our production. But, you know, they were all on their own individual career paths, but had the dream of, you know, becoming an astronaut one day, and they would have never had the chance had Nichelle not stepped up and asked that question, where are my people? So it's amazing. You know, Sally Ride, Judy Resnick, Ron McNair, they were all candidates and recruits that Nichelle found along the way during her four-month campaign with NASA, and she's the reason why we have diversity in space now.
I remember growing up through the time and through the original astronauts, and you started seeing women and people of color as well. And I didn't think of what was the process behind it. You just sort of see qualified people that are taking part in the space program. But it's good to see this inside story. Again, it's Woman in Motion, Nichelle Nichols, Star Trek, and the remaking of NASA. I guess people are going to get a chance to see this coming up. Tell us how this has been being released, and now you're doing it sort of in this COVID-19 world of filmmaking.
Yeah, so we just had a really limited but exciting theatrical release last week through Fathom Events. The movie can now be available on any of your download platforms, iTunes, Google Play, Xbox. You can basically pre-order the film now. It comes out officially on February 16th, so everyone around the country can watch it at that point and download it into their homes. But, you know, it's a super important story. My hope for the film is that everybody gets a chance to see this film, because while we were filming it and while we were on our initial round of interviews with Nichelle, she said something during the interview that literally made the hair on my arm stand up. And I knew right there, like, that's what this film is about. And, you know, the answer to all of our problems as far as the human race goes is in this film. And I really hope as many people as possible get to see it, because it's such a simple message, but it's extremely profound. And if we can just learn from example, sky's the limit for us, really. I mean, we're all brothers and sisters, and it's amazing what we can do when we really work together and embrace each other as brothers and sisters.
Absolutely. Well, Todd, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting this film together, and people are going to really enjoy this and be inspired, whether you're a fan of Star Trek or space or just want to see how we as the human condition move forward in the 21st century. We appreciate your time this morning, Todd.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Todd Thompson joining us this morning, director of the film Woman in Motion. Again, Todd, graduate of Valley Forge High School in Parma, joining us this morning. Big filmmaker. We appreciate that. Thanks, Greg, for getting this set up, by the way.
Mm-hmm.